or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
It's August 10th, the greatest day ever. On the 10th of August, 1937, a patent was issued to the Electro-String Corporation for the world's first electric guitar. The patent was granted only after extensive testing to see if the electric guitar could be played upside down, behind the back, then with the teeth, and then set on fire. Have a great August 10th, the greatest day ever.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
That's our official attention-getting news, breaking news device, and we have William Bing on the line to give us an update on the accident 85 northbound at Ann. Hey, William.
Hey, it is completely shut down, I believe. I was coming south. Looks like it's completely shut down, the power line down, not on the ground, but low, and there's crash there. But anyway, it's backed up. About to the 65 junction right now.
Okay, and from our perspective, you may be right. They may have closed it because we saw very few cars going northbound, and I would imagine those were cars that were entering at Perry Hill. That's why there was just a truck of vehicles. All right.
Yeah, I think they've got the fire trucks and everything, blocking the lanes. I think it's completely shut down. So it's going to be a mess for a while.
All right, we really appreciate the update, the eyewitness account, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
It is 5.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Tarrant McHugh. Gas company workers in Baltimore trying to find out what caused an explosion this morning, killing one and destroying several homes.
We're now working to turn off the gas main, which will likely take customers out who've been largely unaffected by this event, but that's what we need to do in order to make the area safe.
Linda Foy of Baltimore Gas and Electric, firefighters still searching for other possible victims. Face mask etiquette fast becoming a bone of contention across the nation.
A maskless woman seen in a Twitter video hurling insults and threatening to beat up a New York supermarket employee, asking her to put on a face covering.
That's why you work in a supermarket, you dumb girl.
The profanity-laced tirade taken at King Cullen Supermarket on Long Island. The reps have yet to comment.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
You are pushing people into this mental illness.
Today is August 10th, Lazy Day. A day set aside to, I don't know. I haven't come up with anything for this yet. I'm just like, whatever. Have a happy, what is it? Oh, yeah. Lazy day, I guess. I'm going to go lie down.
There's a song for this day.
Sky, sunshine, what a day to take a walk in the park. Ice cream, daydream, till the sky becomes a blanket of stars. What a day for kicking daisies and lots of red balloons. And what a day for holding hands and being with you. Lazy day, just wipe the loving away. Lazy day, wait for a stroll in the lane.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Spanky and the Gang, the name of the group, great song from the mid to late early 60s called Lazy Day. All right, Brant's going to join us shortly, so we will take a minute for Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yes!
Chad.
It seems that there is a new disease out there called pharyngitis, and it's from people who are screaming at people for not wearing masks.
Oh, yeah.
They lose their voice, among other things, and they're having a lot of problems, Greg, and pharyngitis is a very serious disease, and we need to take care of it. By the way, all joking aside, a pharyngitis person who was also transgendered attacked a store manager at Kroger. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, did you hear now that somebody set up a GoFundMe campaign and he's already got $20,000 in it?
Ooh.
Yeah, somebody felt so bad for him, they set up a GoFundMe campaign to raise $5,000, and right now it's got like $20,000 in it. So he's going to get that.
What does that tell you? It tells you where the heart of the country is right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
It's frightening that the Democrats could be so clueless to it.
This is how you fight the left. This is how you fight them.
Yeah.
You meet them where they are. I'm surprised GoFundMe didn't shut it down, you know.
Meantime, while I'm not surprised, it breaks my heart to look at what's going on in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the mayor just doesn't want to take any heat for any of them. Now she's blaming the DA. You know, the...
She is a useless, useless, incompetent...
Both the mayor and the DA in Chicago are useless. The only person who has a brain is the police chief, and that person has no power.
Yeah, same thing in Seattle. By the way, the city council there not only is voting to fire all the cops, but they want to cut the police chief's salary.
No, they already cut the police chief's salary.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Swell.
You're behind the times, Greg.
Yeah, I am. I'm an anachronism.
Yeah. As long as you don't have Karen-gitis, we're okay.
Karen-gitis. Right. Hey, buddy, I got to run because I got
Brian right,
coming
on.
You guys
have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Karen-gitis. I like that. That's pretty good. Suspect shot outside the White House.
Yeah. Ooh.
So Trump is at the White House.
Yeah.
So this whole thing about being away from the White House turned out to be a lot of speculation about nothing.
Nothing new on that.
No. 507, when it comes to painting projects, with Seth Spotlow as my witness, John Lee Paints has the product that you need to get the job done, not just right, but better than right. If MPB can make a car look as good as new, maybe better, John Lee Paint can make a paint result look.
A front door better than it looked like originally.
Way better.
And if you're worried about the heat messing up your paint, you don't have to worry about that because the paint was tested in Australia where the heat is real heat.
That's their own brand. It's called Solar Proof, and they wouldn't put their name on it if they weren't that confident. And that's why we used it, because we know what Alabama weather can do. A lot of that damage that is caused to exterior paint is done by mildew, and that happens when paint doesn't have a viscosity that's strong enough to prevent its growth. You can wash dirt off, you know, Solar Proof, if it gets, you know, dirty from a storm, whatever, gutter run down. Anything outside is going to get dirt on. You can hose it off when it's Solar Proof. If it's not, it's usually mildew, and that means the only way it's coming off and it's going to look nice again is to scrape all the old paint off, get rid of the mildew, and then repaint. A lot of work. Get it done right the first time with John Lee. Interior painting, it's Richards. They have every piece of equipment under the sun you could possibly need, including masks. They were one of the few places that had masks when nobody else did, because painters use them. So you can get those at John Lee Paints. Personal protection equipment of all kinds, including goggles. So keep them in mind. At 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Census workers will begin going door-to-door in Alabama to collect information tomorrow. Montgomery Census Manager Candy Capel says the city's current census participation of 59.7% is much lower than the 2010 state average of about 72%. She says the state could lose a congressional seat and millions in federal dollars. The deadline to complete the census is September 30th. Despite the challenges faced by the service industry because of the pandemic, Eat MGM, Montgomery's Restaurant Week, will return this Friday. The sixth annual event will feature 10 days of online promotions, including the launch of Food Truck Fridays. Another graduation in the books in the River Region, Faulkner University held its graduation over the weekend, with several graduates finally getting their time to shine. The original graduation date was set for May, but due to the pandemic, it was pushed back until this weekend. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What would best benefit the Millbrook community now and in the future? I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and this is the question that I ask myself when I'm making decisions that affect all Millbrook citizens. Millbrook has experienced tremendous growth over the past 24 years. We've grown from 6,000 people to approximately 20,000 people. Our revenues have increased from $2 million to $15 million. We've worked hard to create a better quality of life, to keep our community safe, and increase economic growth and development. I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and I'm asking for your vote on August 25th.
Paid political by Al Kelly Campaign Committee.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We definitely need some rain, and the news is getting a little bit better this week as far as the number of storms that'll be around. There'll be a generous supply of evening showers and thunderstorms around until they fade out tonight, overnight low 75. But then for tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, with high temperatures in the mid-90s, your odds of encountering a storm are even better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, still random in nature, more scattered storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As colleges start back up in the fall, so does Faber College's Greek life in COVID Animal House.
COVID.
Watch as the Delta House pledges not to social distance.
Did we wear a mask when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And they're spreading it to the whole campus.
I'm a zit, get it?
Ew. Now we all have the virus.
It's COVID Animal House.
As of this moment, they're on double secret quarantine.
Haven't we all been there? Reports of shots fired near the White House. I guess they captured a suspect or something. They were dealing with somebody. Trump briefly left a press conference, too, while that was going on, and now is back in the White House on that particular issue. We also are, I'm kind of surprised, the thing I put up earlier today, do you think they'll play? Talking about college football, because a couple of conferences, including the Big Ten, have said no. Apparently, the social justice thing is really turning people off to college football sports as well. So, big mistake. The ratings on Major League Baseball and the NBA were pathetic after they started with all the... we don't come to you to get a lecture. And nobody's going to look at any sport, the NBA, where the average player is getting $10 million. You're not going to be a victim. If you are, that's on you for making... It's an old psychology trick. Next time you're having a bad day, ask yourself, what am I doing to make myself feel the way that I feel? That's how it works. That's what I've always been told by wiser people than me, like Brent McDonald, who is on the phone, Mr. Wright, on the mic. Good day on the market, says, gosh, the Dow's almost back to 28. And lots of green on the message board today. Optimism, and what's it based on?
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, I think when you look at the second quarter earnings, you know, obviously the month of July, particularly the last few weeks of July, were all about second quarter earnings. And they weren't absolutely, you know, great or anything like that, but it was what the CEOs had to talk about going forward. And they were pretty simple. They said, you know what, we've done what we need to do. We've tightened up on all our SG&A or our overhead cost, whatever you want to couch it. But they said that, you know, the future looks great, except for the fact we don't know the final determination on COVID and the trajectory of that, reported cases, et cetera. So the market muddled through that is the point. And it got to a point where, you know, here we sit up near all-time highs again, which was largely led by tech. Interestingly, today, you know, I'm sitting here right now, Greg. I'm looking at every single stock that makes up the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I've ranked them by percentage gain. So you look at these names, It's not the tech names. It's Boeing, Caterpillar, Nike, Walgreens, American Express, 3M, you know, Walmart. These are the companies today that had a huge move. And when you look at the NASDAQ, on the other hand, it didn't have nearly the same move that the Dow had, or these industrial type names, or the broad-based S&P. So what's happening is what I've been trying to talk about the last couple of weeks, is that there's been a massive divergence between these, you know, five or six really, really big time tech names that we all know versus the rest of the market. Today was a very, very good day because the breadth in the market, meaning all the other names underneath, you know, behind those tech names, they all rallied. And I think what sparked it was the TSA numbers. I don't know if you saw that or not. You know, the Transportation Security Authority, which, you know, they give out numbers every month to show what sort of traffic they dealt with around the country through various airports. Those numbers were off the chart, way better than people thought it was going to be.
It was a
huge surge. So what that means is people are getting out and traveling, and they're flying again. So you had that, which was a big deal. Then you had this discussion around stimulus, and some commentary made by the Treasury Secretary that said, you know, no, these are very important companies to us. We've got more available if they need it to get us through to the other side. That helped, okay? And then, you know, further discussion about vaccine and the reopening and all of that. So when you look at what really happened today, it was the stay-at-home stocks did not do that well, but the reopening stocks did really, really well. And that's what we've so desperately needed. And so I was actually really glad to see that, because you don't want to get lopsided.
It has to be making Democrats crazy. After all of the overall effort to slow, kill, stop the economy, that it's thriving again in most states except those run by Democrats. Things are back on the upswing. What next? What are they going to do next, man?
Well, I don't think we can lose sight of the fact that all of this has always boiled down to the things that you and I have talked about for years, Greg, and that is this really just raw battle for power in terms of the ideology. You know, you and I talk about it. We've been doing this for years on this show, talking about the idea of freedom, free markets, capitalism, and all of that, versus these other, you know, this other ideology that's, you know, socialism in some cases might be putting it mild, let's be honest. And so they have been spit fighting mad that Trump was elected in the first place. They all thought it was going to be Hillary, and they've been throwing Hail Marys at this ever since he's been elected. And this, and since this virus has come out, this is the latest iteration of their, you know, last Hail Mary attempt to try to throw him out. I mean, you can't get Biden on television by himself very often. You can hardly get a commitment on a debate. I mean, this is unbelievable what we're seeing. So, I do think that in a lot of ways, Trump, this virus comes out and he did the right thing. Some people might even argue he was duped into it. But, you know, he didn't leave it shut down for very long, and he went against what was politically correct, and he's been fighting that battle, saying, no, we're not taking the whole country down. We're just going to have to deal with it, and we're reopening. So it's been a struggle, but here's the thing. In 3 months, or a little less than 3 months, on November 3rd, I think all the riots stop. I think the, you know, this whole thing about sports probably starts to get, resolved. A lot of this has been politicized. It really has, and it's been very frustrating to see. And
yeah, I mean, these colleges, and we know that they're all owned and operated by the left. Maybe they think killing football will hurt the president. I really don't know. But here's a point that needs to be heard in the midst of all this. While mayors in Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York have let Antifa and BLM run amok unchecked, they tried this in San Diego, California. last night, and the residents and the police showed up and said, no, you're not. This has to start happening in places where they attempt this intimidation. No, you're not going to do that here. You're not going to burn our buildings down. You're not going to destroy our businesses. They decimated Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And it was over a police shooting that, from all I've heard so far, was legit. He just defended himself against an armed criminal. And they were down on Michigan Avenue, Brent, with U-Haul trucks. Most of America is going to look at that and say, no, we're not. That's not a protest. That's nothing but out-and-out theft under the guise of protest. Then the mayor turns around and says it's all Trump's fault. And you know what? Even the most diehard Trump hater knows deep down, somewhere beneath all that hate, that that's BS.
No, they do. The vast majority of the country knows this. I think it's going to completely backfire on them. As a matter of fact, Trump is even right now in his press conference, and he's saying, you know, we've got to stop politicizing the virus. I think that's going on in a major way. Yeah, everybody knows. I mean, the virus is a nasty virus. It's unbelievably contagious, all those things. But we're getting more data in now. I mean, the empirical evidence is coming in. We're getting a really accurate read on what the true death rate is because, let's face it, we're a great country. We have an incredible health care system, and we're testing like never before. So we're seeing all of that. It's going to be a dogfight down to the finish, though, I'm telling you. All the mail-in ballot stuff that they're talking about, I mean, that's going to start in 30 days. People are going to be voting. I don't even know how we're going to keep track of all of that. So if it's a close election in the end, no matter who wins, I think you're going to see all kinds of lawsuits. And I hate it for the country, but unfortunately, that's what we see.
This is all being done by a well-organized but a minuscule portion of the population. I mean, when they're down there with U-Hauls, it's like that Rolls Royce that pulled up to the Nike store in Manhattan when it was going on there, and the looters jumped out of a Rolls Royce and broke the windows and took all the stuff. This is nuts.
No, it is nuts. But I will tell you, today was a good day.
Good.
And it really was a good day in the market, because the market is sending a clear signal, and the market is usually a great discounter of information. And what the market is saying as of today is that we are moving forward. This economy is really picking up. Those TSA numbers were strong. Mm-hmm. You see it with these individual companies. It was a really, really good thing to see.
And on that note, let's. It's time, as things get better, you're ready for whatever life is going to throw our way next, by getting with Brandt and the team at McDonald and Hagen and getting something started that will help protect you, because life does throw curveballs. No matter how hard you try to avoid them, they come from time to time. Having a fallback option, a nest egg, whatever you want to call it, is a great thing to navigate through tough times. 387-0094 is the number to call your navigator, Brandt McDonald and his team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094. Brandt, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yep. Look forward to it, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Jay, one more. Oh, no, it's not Jay. It's Jeff. You go ahead.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
524.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very bad accident on I-85 northbound. This is going to be just before Ann Street. Now a second accident behind that accident. One lane traffic by both of these accidents. You'll need to be in the left-hand lane against the center divider to get by. Traffic is backed up all the way into the I-65-85 interchange. You might want to avoid I-85 northbound if possible. If you're about to merge on 65, take a different route. We are busy all around the city, busy on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound, East South Boulevard, Fairview Avenue. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe at home and in designated areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Anticipating his next foul, one more bump on the campaign trail, another gaffe, another laugh, oh no, you had your fun, a real good run, I know, oh Joe.
He ran a bunch of bad boys. I got hairy legs, and I love kids jumping on my lap.
Poor kids are as bright as white kids, but they can't take the same buses. Why can't unwanted massages ever be a debate topic? You'd win them all just like the bro with corn pop. You're no outsider, just a liar. Please stop and drop. Joe, 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 it's time to go, go, go. You're so status quo. Both friend and phone know you're a no-go.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone. Make sure the kids hear word.
He'll double NASA funding just to cross personal space. And phone, no, you're a no-go. Joe, 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 it's time to go. Yes, the status quo. Both friend and phone, no, you're a no-go, Joe.
See, Joe's son, Hunter, who has made lots of money thanks to little deals cut
I
by...
I found this on the web.
I beg your pardon? What are you looking at there, Rosie?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Hunter owed the IRS $400,000+, and the debt was paid today. Nobody knows how. It was just paid.
Signed, Winnie the Pooh.
Meanwhile, my stepson and I are teaming up and making delicious key lime pies so we can go through college without debt.
Doing it the right way.
I think she was responding to you. No. What's the quickest way you've ever made lots of money?
Rosie, what have you been doing?
Nothing.
The past 40 years.
Pet sitting.
Anyway, it's $20 a pie if you're interested. And you can reach out through Facebook Messenger or gregbedell@AOL.com. We got some people are going to pick them up here, some at Baumhauer's. Oh, we should redeem the winning word of the day right now at 272-9228. And I will take caller 7 with this morning's winning word, which is delivered daily 3 times during the morning show by Jesse Lynn. And caller 7 will win lunch for 2 at Wing Fingers. And by the way, by the end of the week, I hope to have an announcement on our anniversary party, which will be the last Friday of this month. And we want to have a Wing Fingers wing ding. So we're trying to work it out so they can stay open later. We can go back to our old haunt at 201 Union and have a celebration of 15 really mediocre years.
We're still here. Woo-hoo!
But we're still here. That's what matters.
Your ashes aren't in the pipe.
If I have one thing going for me, it's that I...
Kind of like it is, baby.
Yeah. All right. Let's have some contest music, please. Look at Rosie loves this. She does like Lawrence Welk. Hi there, you're caller 1. Try again quickly. Caller 2, try again quickly. Hey there, caller 3. Thank you for trying. Caller 4, we appreciate the effort. Caller 5, thanks for trying. You are caller 6. You just missed. And with whom are we speaking?
This is Woody.
Hey, Woody. You have to forgive me. That word triggers me in ways
that... God rest her soul.
Yeah. So do you have today's winning word?
I believe I do. Sweet tea.
Winning. That is it. Way to go, Woody.
All right.
So you've won lunch for two at Wing Fingers, Bob Baumhauer's newest concept in great food in the RSA headquarters building at 201 Union. So that's food for two, side, beverage, and free climate-controlled parking.
Yes, AC parking.
Thank you.
So hang on.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for listening. Because you've got to listen for the word to my morning show to redeem it in the afternoon one.
I'm glad he said sweet tea and not sweetie.
I think Jesse, you know, Seth brought me in courtesy of his mom,
mm-hmm.
a Mad Magazine super special from 1979, and I'm going to be enjoying this tonight.
Dude, totally cool. Here.
This is,
just in case.
Anything you're really enjoying should be kept in plastic for protection.
Exactly. I have one kid. That's tough. And I will totally, I'm going to get you those TV guides with Larry Curly and Mo on them.
Well, ask your mom if she has any more meds hanging around.
I'll see. She's got all kinds of neat stuff.
Okay. Maybe I'll make her a pie.
Oh, dude. She would love it.
She would love it.
And then one day you got to let me bring her up here. Mm-hmm. It'd be really fun.
You could do that anytime. You don't need to make a fuss out of that.
Well, you're your boss, man. I got to make sure it's cool.
It's cool.
I was told by the buttery one to follow you. up or down? Hopefully it's up.
Our buttery boss. God bless him.
I haven't seen him in 6 months.
Well, he comes in, but everything's changed because of the virus, and he's got to be careful. And he's got a new grandbaby and his beautiful wife.
And grandma, a new puppy.
And so they got to keep it, like, really, really... cool, but the beautiful thing about this era of radio is that when situations like this occur,
thank you so much.
It's been a real, not just for this business. So many businesses now, I think you're going to see a lot of available office space. You know we're going to see a ton of available office spaces in New York. New York has been willfully destroyed by its mayor. Just as that creep in Chicago is, that gangly asshole in Portland, 70 days, right? That's peaceful protest. It's the summer of love, said the mayor of Seattle. What do they have in common? They're all dumbass Democrats, all of them. And useless as teats on a bull. I can't say tits on a bull. That's why I said it that way.
Oh.
All right, bad situation. Jeez.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have a big mess on I-85 northbound. That's our trouble spot this afternoon. Two accidents back-to-back right before Ann Street. There is one lane traffic by both of these accidents on I-85 northbound out of downtown. You'll need to be in the left-hand lane against the center divider to get by. Traffic is now backed up all the way into the interchange. If you're on I-65, traveling north or southbound, planning to merge on 85 northbound, take an alternate route, you will be in quite a delay if you try to merge. We are very busy all over the city this afternoon. We've even got a Gawker block now on I-85 southbound. Traffic backing up at the Ann Street area. Please use caution. Keep traffic moving as best as you can. We'll keep you updated this afternoon right here. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, or large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S-1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, end federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Census workers will begin going door-to-door in Alabama to collect information tomorrow. Montgomery Census Manager Candy Capel says the city's current census participation of 59.7% is much lower than the 2010 state average of about 72%. She says the state could lose a congressional seat and millions in federal dollars. The deadline to complete the census is September 30th. Another graduation in the books in the River Region. Faulkner University held its graduation graduation over the weekend, with several graduates finally getting their time to shine. The original graduation date was set for May, but due to the pandemic, it was pushed back until this weekend. Despite the challenges faced by the service industry because of the pandemic, Eat MGM, Montgomery's Restaurant Week, will return this Friday. The sixth annual event will feature 10 days of online promotions, including the launch of Food Truck Fridays. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We definitely need some rain, and the news is getting a little bit better this week as far as the number of storms that'll be around. There'll be a generous supply of evening showers and thunderstorms around until they fade out tonight, overnight low 75. But then for tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, with high temperatures in the mid-90s, your odds of encountering a storm are even better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, still random in nature, more scattered storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
For going berserk. What are you telling our kids to drop out? Yeah, you rock freak.
Oh.
There is nobody more establishment than Alice Cooper. He plays golf.
Doesn't drink anymore.
Wears the golf pants, the pink pants with the yellow shirt. I believe he's probably very conservative. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He was a PK, preacher's kid, who went off the deep end, and now he's come back to his roots.
And we're glad. And thanks to everybody who's helping us out with the bake sale, for show. He's going to be a busy little pie maker.
For show.
Yeah. I swear, he's like a chemist in the kitchen, man. It's got to be just right, but that's what you want.
But he's right.
Reggie.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I got a couple of questions about the bake sale.
Yes.
I want to get some pies, but I don't live in Montgomery.
Oh.
Where do you live?
So, I live up on Lake Martin.
Ooh.
I know you don't deliver up here. This is my first question.
Mm-hmm.
Could I send a check to you in care of the radio station?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Will you donate those pies to the nearest fire station or police station?
Got them right up the street from
us. Yeah, but right by Chappie's.
But
okay.
Hopefully we'll figure out a way where we can get something. Here's the thing. I have a way to transport them so that if they're in the car on a day like this, driving in an oven, they'll stay. Because a key lime pie is basically a custard. And we put five eggs in these, so they're pretty firm. But getting one up that far, I don't know that I have a device that would keep it cold at the temperature.
I wouldn't even ask you to do that. I don't want the pies. I want them donated to our public servants.
That will happen.
And I'd like to challenge your viewers to do the same thing. It would be very helpful if your son had a way to take credit cards.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought about... I'm trying to figure out ways to do all this stuff, and we may be able to figure that out.
You got a PayPal, man?
You can go to Best Buy, and they have the equipment to enable you to do that, and it's not terribly expensive. Mm. But I could get something started here. You know, a lot of folks.
I made
like me.
One year, Brant McDonald was having a special event at his office for his clients and staff, and he ordered 20.
Ooh.
And somehow we managed to get 20 of them together for his event. And so we can do it. We'll figure it out. If demand is there, we'll make it happen. We got to call
it. Okay. I can't afford 20, but I want to help your son any way I can. And I think
that
a lot of your viewers would like to do the same thing.
I can say this. This is a kid well worth investing in.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I've heard you say that. Never a minute's problem with him.
Not one.
And
not one.
Well, that's great, buddy. That's great.
And I appreciate your.
But I'll send you a check to the radio station.
And what we can do is we can go down. We can do a fire station, police station, and we can tape ourselves making the donations. We can do that.
Yeah.
So,
well, you don't have to do anything for me.
Well, I'm very grateful, Reggie. Thank you.
I want to support you and your station and our local law enforcement and public servants.
We're very grateful. And I'm sure they are, too.
Okay.
We are back to
you. Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
They'll really appreciate it when they get it. But then when they taste it, oh, different level.
You had some, right? Didn't you try some?
Oh, yeah, man. I had the big piece. Rosie had the little piece because I am not a gentleman when it comes to food. Yeah, I am. But
and
still.
Rosie... Did she eat with her finger extended like fancy women do?
Probably, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
I had a woman who did that naturally. Always had the pinky extended. I got such a kick out of that. That was Diane.
What movie did you take her to?
Don't ask. No, actually, some bad ones. Jack Frost, which was horrible.
Oh.
Don't ever play that for your kid.
That Michael Keaton one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was one we saw that was bad. She turned me on to Austin Powers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I then missed the first one completely, and the second one was coming out, so she rented the first, and we watched that, and then went to the theater to see number two, and I got a kick out of that. Austin Powers, brand new, back-to-back on consecutive days.
That's awesome.
It is 5:47. It's time to love what you drive. Are you feeling that way about the car you're in right now?
No.
Well, don't complain. Go to jackingram.com. and find yourself a deal on a great vehicle. Between their five new car stores and Jack Ingram's signature used cars, there's a vehicle waiting there for you. Volkswagen has so many incentive programs ongoing right now. I've always loved that store in particular because I've known them for 15 years. And they got a great team. It's a really cool building. Some of you have been in it, I'm sure. But that's not the reason to buy your car there. It's just a great place to shop. However, if it's not possible for you to go to the store, they'll bring the store to you because during these last several months, Jack Ingram and their team have developed a concierge service that will bring the car to you. Pick it out at jackingramvolkswagen.com or any of their stores, and they'll bring it to you for a test drive, freshly sanitized, of course. If you decide to buy, you can also have your trade-in appraised on site. All the paperwork can be done by email, and the closing documents can be delivered right to your door if that's the way you want to do it. On the other hand, if you want to call ahead and have a specific model ready, again, it'll be freshly sanitized. And I said this morning, if they were a car dealer and restaurant, I would eat there without hesitation because they're always spotless. It's just an amazing place. But have no concerns on those issues. But take advantage of drastically discounted 2020s at jackingramvolkswagen.com. And in fact, browse any of the dealers at jackingram.com. Because you know why? It's time to love what you drive.
Yes!
That's why you're so angry.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs.
But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning, class.
You come in here with hands filled with soup.
But you leave with razor sharp, dual mind blade.
Yeah.
Your behavior is atrocious.
Cheating, smoking, peeking in the girls' locker room.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Your kids up very early. Tell them they're late for school.
Even our school bully was passive aggressive.
What have you learned so far?
I'm a bad test taker.
Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
Now, teacher, I'm fooling around with your fool. Everybody knows they're smoking
and loud
in school.
You know, 1 in 4 parents don't even know yet what school is going to be like this fall. Like in Chicago, assuming the city hasn't been burned completely down. School usually starts the Wednesday after Labor Day. That's how it is in a lot of Midwestern places. In the South, it's a lot more common for them to start right around now. In fact, earlier this afternoon, this is maybe one of the more poignant calls we've had in some time, and I apologize for not remembering your name, but you had said that you were shocked to see a school bus on the street.
Lori.
Thank you. She was quick, man.
Rosie Savant. And how freaked out she was that she had seen one. And how, you know, to me, and I'm listening to this, and that's just wrong. That things like seeing a school bus, like seeing people go into a restaurant and eat, all these things we did routinely. I just posted a great thing on Facebook. And thank you, Marianne Plemons, for sending that. Where is it? It's this photograph, and it looks like it's been antiqued. It shouldn't make you laugh, but I did. It's an old picture of people eating in a restaurant back in 2019.
Oh, and it looks old.
Are we getting
old.
Some buzz on this? Yeah, it's getting some reaction. Share that, because that's exactly the point I think Lori was making. All right, we have a minute here for Robert. Robert?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Hey.
Hey, this Wednesday. You're going to Baumhauer's, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Baumhauer's. Been going there since when he first opened. It was over there in the almost across the street.
Yeah.
It was
that's
just
where
called
we started.
Wings.
We did broadcast.
And I loved it. They had a bartender, was a big Samoan named Duke. And he played for it didn't last long. That Montgomery Maulers minor league football team.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Great bartender, and the food was always awesome. I still go there. What's your favorite flavor of the wings? Mine's the 911.
That's what my son loves, and I bring those home to him every Wednesday when we go there. I'm not really a big wing eater.
You get the burgers.
I love the black and white chicken. I love the burgers. Yeah, the burgers. The bomb burger,
gooey
the big
fries.
One, yeah.
Allie Marie,
I tried that the week before last, and that was awesome.
Chicken and waffles.
How about the chicken with the black beans and rice? What do they call that?
What's the Bama Nanner pudding?
Something pollo.
Yeah.
Chicken pollo.
Yeah.
Pollo chicken. Chicken is pollo.
It is right. It's chicken chicken.
Yeah,
it's my favorite chicken, flavor chicken. Of chicken is chicken chicken. Hey, Robert,
I love that place. I know you're wrapping it up, but I urge everybody to vote for Barrymore, Tuberville, and Trump. Roll Tide.
I don't think you have to sell that to anybody here, and I'm a Barrymore supporter. I wish I could vote for him.
Y'all enjoy bomb hours. I always get the party platters and bring them home for the games, or sometimes I'll watch it there, but I usually bring it home. They love their party platters. They're great.
Yeah,
great deal.
Hope you'll have some games to bring them home, too. Interesting, yeah. Isn't it?
Mm.
That's okay.
Do you think if college goes away, people will start paying attention more to high school football?
I hope people start paying attention to what the hell they're trying to do to this country and how they've used the coronavirus to assert an agenda. And it's going to fail. And Brandt said it. I'm saying it. I think it's going to fail miserably.
I like to give faith in people. I feel like they see it. The news isn't going to let us see that people are seeing it. But, I mean, when you're out on the street and you talk to people, they know.
News is twisted, man. They're not on our side. 556, our thanks to Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka. The pride of Wetumpka, I call them, because of the great work they do helping people who have lost their mobility for a limited period of time, sometimes long-term, sometimes it's permanent, sadly. But whatever the case, they step in and start to restore choices to the lives that are recovering from wounds sustained in battle. They work with so many of our heroes that come home facing a long-term or sometimes permanent period of adjustments. Everything they do is on a customized basis. But when somebody's returning home, whether it's from a battlefield or a hospital, the first thing they do is assess the risk to make sure they're returning to a home that has eliminated all potential dangers and reduced to whatever extent possible the risk of further injury. And then making it safely accessible so nobody has, on top of all the other trauma, they don't have to leave the home they love, which is really critical. They work with the human spirit, which in these set of circumstances wants to do as much for itself as it possibly can. It's amazing. There are so many great stories from Gulf States Mobility, and I urge you to visit their Facebook page for that reason so you can see them there and then be grateful for the ability to go where you want to go when you want to go. 514-6590 is their number. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're there. But if you need them, you'll be glad they are. Gulf States Mobility with Tomka. Final traffic update at 5:58.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, they've let them go. They have got the accident out of the way on 85 northbound just before Ann Street. All lanes are now open. If you are sitting in congestion back past Union or to the interchange, you should be rolling momentarily. It's beginning to thin out just a bit. We heard there could be a possible accident 85 southbound around Forest Avenue, but we have not seen any backups of traffic yet. We're going to keep our fingers crossed on that one. Busy around the boulevard. The 31s are very busy outbound this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Trenum State Community College is offering continuing education classes in pharmacy technician and medical billing and coding. Funding is available on a first-come basis. Classes begin September 8th. Call 334-799-6556 for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid.